As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did the anger and outrage from the fan base, has that exceeded what you were kind of planning for?
Yeah, good question. I did know that Luka was important to the fan base. I didn't quite know it to what level, but really the way we looked at it is, you know, if you're putting a team on the floor that's Kyrie, Clay, PJ, Anthony Davis, and Lively, we feel that's a championship caliber team, and we would have been winning at a high level, and that would have quieted some of the outrage. And so, unfortunately, we weren't able to do that. So it just continued to, you know, go on and on.
Well, the headlines were not quiet after Nico Harrison answered the question of our great buddy live on the Fan Camp Twitch and YouTube, Mac Engel, Fort Worth Star Telegram, here on Sean and Bobby. Choppy out on the Italian vacation. So, Mac, I know you're really disappointed over that, but thanks for joining us either way.
I'll be honest. I wanted to ask him why he wore the cowboy hat during his wedding ceremony. I'm like, dude, you're not fooling anybody. Give it up. Yeah. We know you don't have any hair. You don't need to mask it. It's okay. Not that that was a bad look. And I'm like, you're not fooling anybody. We get it. It's all right.
Mac, you got to go to a steakhouse with these two because you think it's going to a Ranger game with the amount of that. I thought you couldn't wear hats at steakhouses anymore, but it's just hanging on for dear life from both of them. RJ is just trying to find a fancy way to do it. We all can't have your quaff, as he would call it.
I felt, you know what, when you asked me yesterday to come on, I forgot that you guys do it via Zoom now. I totally forgot. So when I got up and then your producer's like, you'll join via Zoom. I'm like, via Zoom? I was still in bed. I'm like, no way. My hair looks like a mop. So I just put on my alma mater's hat. It's not a good look. And I'll be honest with you, I'm 51, Sean.
You look good.
It's still there. Yeah. It's still, but I'm aware. I'm aware that... I got to take care of this because it's not going to be forever.
I found my first gray, obvious gray, the other day, and I almost had a meltdown. It wasn't good.
I found several of your grays before that.
It's in the beard, but not up top. Why don't you take off your hat?
It's gone, dude.
Shut the hell up. Shut the hell up. Mac Attack, take us inside yesterday's event, and how hurt were your feelings if you did not get the private invite last week to Nico's roundtable?
A little hurt, a little stung, not going to lie. It's kind of like seeing your best friend gets invited to the party that you don't get the invite. Like you see it on Instagram or social media, and you're like, wait a minute, why am I not at the party? And that's where you know where you really rank, and I'm clearly not in the cool kids club. But yesterday, they were like, okay, I guess we got to invite all the losers and nerds. So, Sean, I'm not going to lie. It was a little tense. I know he's getting killed for it. He should have done it 2 months ago. I was critical of him the day they introduced Anthony Davis. And I'm like, wait a minute, where's the guy who pulled the trigger on this trade? And he did own that he screwed it up. The PR staff was very nice about it. They made a mistake. And what it hit me was, Sean, Bobby, is there anything that he could have said? Any combination of words other than I screwed up and I quit that you think would have satiated fans right now at the moment?
Absolutely not. Nope. No way.
then I agree with you. And when I asked him that question, there was four questions I wanted to ask. And he was very nice. I mean, look, that was a really tense press conference.
Great job by the media. I thought the questions from everyone were fantastic.
So do I. Thank you very much. I thought everybody asked good questions, and I thought he was very decent about it. It didn't get tense. It was just, I mean, any exchange wasn't tense, but the whole mood of it was tense.
Yes.
And I thought he handled it as best he could. Yeah. But I
got killed for giving him props for it being better than the last interactions. People can't. You know, nowadays, especially on social media, you know, two things cannot be true at the same time. But I thought he tried to adjust yesterday for the better.
So did I. I totally agree with you. And I think the problem is the answers aren't good. Yes. No one likes the no. What I mean is no answer is good. And to me, the flaw, and I'm sure you guys have talked about it a lot, this is basically a 3-year window. And year one and year two of it are basically gone. Because the player that is the second most important piece to this suffered a major injury. And now year three of it, these guys are going to be 35 and 34 years old. I can't think of championship teams built around 35 and 34-year-old guys. Maybe it happens. And then if they go out and get KD, it's going to be some AARP AAU convention. And I'm not seeing it. And I'll give them, there's one part of this I'll say, and I said it from day one. You give me a team with a healthy Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving with those other guys, that's a team that can win a title. They didn't get the team, but for what, a half?
Yeah.
And we're not going to really see it again.
Matt Gangle.
In exchange for Luka Doncic.
Matt Gangle, Forward Star Telegram here on 105.3 The Fan. I want to go back to his answer to your question over not realizing the Luka love. Should we be outraged by it? It reads, as many things in life, it reads a lot worse than the actual sound? Or did you think while he was answering it, oh my gosh, you're going to get destroyed for this? Or was he just trying to say, I know Luka was loved, I just didn't know that there would be near riots?
I want to give him credit for that one in terms of that what you just said. I knew he was loved. I didn't know there were going to be picketing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think it's like a lot of decisions that you make. You kind of brace for one scenario and you're like, okay, I know this is going to be bad. Right. You know, the breakup's going to be bad. Oh, I didn't know she was going to burn my house down.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't know. Yeah. Right. I didn't know she was going to kill the bunny rabbit. So I just think in this case, yeah, you know, it's going to be bad. You know, it's popular. But until you actually pull the trigger and you see the outrage, then I don't think anybody could have really prepared for it. Because, Sean, guys, I can't think of a precedence for something like this where you, other than Babe Ruth, which is kind of cool. I just can't think of one. So,
I got to take it back to my Baltimore days of the Colts leaving the Browns, like a franchise leaving in the middle of the night. That's the only thing I can think of with the rage.
And, you know, I asked Randy Galloway about it. I called him a couple weeks ago to write about it. And I said, can you think of any example like this? And he said the closest would be when Jimmy Johnson left the Cowboys, when Jerry fired him. The difference was, that team was still rolling.
Yeah.
And as upset as they were at Jerry Jones, justifiably, they kept winning. Well, they made this trade and they made the play-in and then didn't make the playoffs. I just can't think of anything really where there's like a comp where Nico and the management can say, well, okay, we should prepare because this kind of happened there. Well, there is no comp. You just went and made history. Good job.
Matt, you know, when we look at the history of Dallas Fort Worth sports, I feel like having, like when I grew up here, I felt like basketball was always third for the city. Like it's Cowboys, Rangers, Mavs generally. Why is it though that Luka has such a connection as the most beloved star? And then further back to that, if you were to put somebody else up there, it's another basketball player. It's Dirk. Like Juan Gonzalez getting traded didn't get this reaction.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Des Bryant getting cut didn't get this reaction. Why is this one so intense? Why is a city that has basketball third so in love with their two stars?
That's a great question. I've thought about that. Why we identify with the Slovenian. I think some of it has to do with he walked in the door at 18 and we knew him right away. He was following the legend's legend, right? I mean, Dirk can do no wrong. So he followed him, and I'll be damned, it looked like it was actually going to work. And I think it was just identified with this guy, Bobby, who, when he played, you knew just by the way he carried himself and the bandages that he was leaving everything out on the floor. And not only that, he carried the entire fandom and the city on his back with a middle finger at his opponent while he was running out there on, you know, two bad knees or this or that, and dropping 50, grabbing 15 and dealing 11 assists. I mean, just put up stratospheric numbers. And I think it just seemed genuine. And I think people just gravitated toward it. And I hate to say this, but I do think there is an element to it. I don't know how big of an element, but he's a white dude. And I mean, it does. It's like the Josh Hamilton thing. People loved Josh Hamilton. They loved him. I'm not sure, had Josh been Hispanic or African-American, that the fandom would have been the same. Because he was an amazing talent. He's a good guy. I mean, he wasn't going to cure cancer, but he was a good guy. He was a good player. But I think with Doncic, there was just an identification that there was. I remember Bobby, Jimmy Johnson said this one time about the Dallas Cowboys and why it was important. It was something in their life, in our lives, that we identified with as a positive. And being a Luka fan, win or lose, was a positive. And now you've given him away to your hated rival in exchange for a really great 32-year-old center, Max Christie, and a future first-round pick. I'm sorry, that trade, that part of it is negligent.
Yeah.
And I just can't get my head around that one.
Is there a part of this, do you think, that's at play of, because there was that 1 year overlap with Dirk and Luka, and we saw 18-year-old Eurocup, that almost this city views them as one. Like Luka and Dirk, that was a one carry. And so it's almost like you've just destroyed the image of who has represented that team because people tie them together so unconsciously.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. There was just some seamless transition. And I'll be damned, but he did it. I'll never forget this. The rookie season, Luka's rookie season had ended. And remember, that was Dirk's last year, and they did the big great game send-off in San Antonio. And the next day, they've got him at the practice facility, and Dirk, you know, holds court with the media, and he walks off. And then Luka walks in right behind him to a wall of microphones. And I'm like, holy cow, that's a lot for this guy. And he did it. I mean, you know how hard that would have been? Mm. And he actually did it. And I mean, as great as Dirk was, Luka's actually better. And unfortunately, I was thinking about this when they played the first time in Los Angeles. There's only like 10 or 12 Dirks. One guy who plays his entire career, Hall of Fame career, in one city. Michael Jordan didn't do it.
Yeah.
Most guys don't. And I think we had unrealistic expectations set by Dirk. But I do think, he would have been here in his 30s had Mark Cuban still on the team, but it's gone. And, you know, someone who's observed this now for a long time and is sort of detached emotionally from it, I got to tell you, on this one, it sucks.
Matt Gangel, forward star Telegram, was at the Nico Presser yesterday, joining us here during the Expressway. What do you think of Patrick Dumont?
I don't know. I think this is what he reminds me of, and I've covered it for a long time. He's a very wealthy guy who's been in business, done very well, married extremely well, good lesson, kids. And he doesn't know what he doesn't know yet in terms of owning a sports team. He's never done it. And it doesn't function like a hotel. It doesn't function like a restaurant. The widgets are different. it's just a really weird business. So I think, you know, when he turned the keys over to Nico Harrison, Nico did what a lot of these guys do, which was he was really empowered. The guy who was his fund governor was gone in Mark Cuban, and then he could clean house and he could put in his guys. And that's why we saw Casey Smith, some of these other guys get jettisoned, because Nico was in charge and he's like, I can put my guys in place. Okay, that's pretty standard operating procedure with a management turnover. And you had Patrick Dumont, who sits there and says, I don't know anything about basketball. You do. Run the basketball team. Okay, great.
Yeah.
So now what's going to happen, I think, Sean, here in about 2 years is, pardon me, the second year, you know, 2.5 years of Dumont's ownership, he's going to have met a lot of people. He's going to get some knowledge. He's going to be into it. He's going to be interested. And then he's going to look at his GM after next season and say, you know what? Great job. I want my own guys in place. Unless they somehow go on a run and maybe they get to the second round next season, but I don't think they're going to. And that's why I think ultimately the Fire Nico chant will actually be realized, but it's not going to be until this time next year.
Did you think Nico was going to resign during at any point? When does he, the only question I think wasn't asked yesterday is, do you ever plan on sitting back in your seat at your home games?
It's a good question. You know, there was like three or four other ones that I thought of that I thought, I wish I'd asked that. Because one of them was, if you believed in this trade so much and you're leaning into it, I don't want to run from anything, why aren't you sitting in your seat? And I understand that would have been really, I mean,
yeah.
Dorothy Gentry asked a question of how are you?
Yes.
That's a legitimate question.
Yes.
I mean, you're now, I mean, they're just crucifying you. And the killer about this, Sean, is that the trade was almost 3 months ago and it hasn't faded at all. In fact, it's almost getting worse.
Yeah.
And I think it did flash for a second. I thought when he had, because he had his notes, and I thought, I wonder if he's resigning. But obviously he didn't. He was just had some bullet points, people he wanted to thank and make sure he covered, you know, X, Y, and Z before he took questions. I think in the one wild card in on this is that if you look at NBA teams, look what happened in Memphis, look what happened in Denver. You just never know. Sometimes crazy things happen, and maybe he does. Maybe the ownership situation changes. That's what I'm going to. That's what I would predict. But I think for him, if he hadn't learned a lot these last 3 months, then he's a lot dumber than I'm going to give him credit for. But moving forward, this is clearly his team for now, and he's going to have to be a little bit more front and center on it, because the Dallas Mavericks are his. They're not Jason Kidd's. They're not Patrick Dumont's yet. And I do think he completely misread almost all of it to catastrophic levels.
You feel bad for Kidd?
No, not really. I mean, I think my sympathy for these guys in these situations is changed significantly, because, you know, I remember when I asked him before the game, the homecoming game, I was the one who asked him, you know, fans are upset. And he said, this is a business. It's a business. He's been in it for more than 20 years as a player and as a head coach, and he gets paid a ton of money to do it. That it's just the reality of it. I feel bad for him in the sense that, you know, he was handed a completely different roster flip on February 1st, and to not be clued in on that, that's a little cold. But nope, he said it. It's a business. And hey, some people are comparing it to Babe Ruth, so that's kind of cool.
All right, how did that happen?
I threw out a softball. No one was at, it was before the game, Sean. No one was asking him about it. I'm like, oh, well, I got to ask him about it. And I just asked him, you know, what do you tell fans who feel like there's no hope without Luka Doncic? And he said, this is a business. And then as I know you are familiar with this, sometimes these guys in their effort to be nice, they just keep talking. And sometimes they talk and they construct a sentence that you would say, oh my God, you did not just say that. Or the other theory, so he says, some people are comparing it to trading Babe Ruth.
Which is awesome.
The only thing I thought was,
kind of cool.
Oh, it's fantastic, right? The only thing I thought, Sean, was maybe he's saying it to throw his general manager under the bus. Maybe. You know, he would deny that publicly. But I thought, if he's doing that as a passive-aggressive shot, mission accomplished.
So the Babe Ruth response was running through your mind of more, oh my gosh, what are you doing, versus Nico and the Luca Love thing yesterday?
When I asked Jason Kidd that question, I never thought he would say anything like that. No one could.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that is just totally out of left field. And so when I, and that's another question. I wish I had asked Nico that about his GM, about his head coach making that kind of comparison. I'd be lying to you if I said, when I heard some of those responses, I think the problem was nobody, I don't think they thought it through. And it, to me, it's kind of an analogy of the trade. I don't think they really thought it through.
Matt Gangle here on 105.3 The Fan. The reason I'm so shocked that you said 720 was okay was because of the Stars game, and you used to cover that team with an 850 puck drop. Were you worried? Where was your Stars worry after losing game one and then being down last night?
Huge, huge. Because they're not playing well, and the guy that, you know, they made that huge, you know, they made the trade that the Lakers made in getting Rantanen from the Carolina Hurricane and giving him an 8-year deal, and he has not been good of late. I mean, they picked that guy up to be the scorer that they hadn't had in the playoffs. And my real concern was, having gone to game one, was if they don't get Miro Heiskanen back, that, I'm sorry, with all due respect to Jim Nill and Pete DeBoer and everybody else, you can't lose a player of that caliber for more than a few games and expect to win a Stanley Cup. And he's missed months.
Yeah.
Now, so did Tyler Seguin. I can't believe how good Tyler Seguin has been. But my thought was, if they lost last night, they were done, because they hadn't been playing well the last month. I mean, they hadn't won since April 3rd. So for them to pull that out, I would fully expect them to get one in Colorado. And now you're looking at maybe a game six, game seven scenario. I'm still not crazy about the way they play, but they get. And if some of these other guys show up, then they should win. But every year, Sean, every year, there's one great NHL regular season team that gets to the playoffs and lays an egg. And my fear for the Stars is, having gone to the Western Conference Finals in each of the last 2 years, it just may be their turn.
Matt Gangle, Fort Worth Star Telegram, AC/DC Reviews. And what's the podcast? Where's the pod?
The podcast is on patreon.com, the Sunset Lounge. Thank you very much for the shout out to the AC/DC show. I dragged my daughter to that one. She did my work for me. Podcast is Angle Angle. Got to get you on it sometime. Would you please join me?
Well, it feels like kind of a afterthought invite. You know?
No, it's not. I've got a list. I do. I have a list of guests and you're on it.
Yeah.
And so, but then somebody else will call up, like, okay, I'll do that one. And then, it is. And you do this every day for the last however many years. You know how this goes. You're like, oh, I know I can get him.
Yeah.
So, that one pulled. Oh, okay. Then I'll take one. I'll get Mac next week or whatever it is.
McMahon's got a book coming out.
That's exactly right.
Thank you, brother. We love you. Fantastic job. Keep killing it.
Thanks, guys. Great seeing you. See you later.
Love him. Mac Angle, Fort Worth Star Telegram, live on the FanCam, Twitch, and the D&M Leasing Hotline.